1960.
Top of the morning to you, Rosie.
Top of the morning to you, Bing.
And the luck of the Irish to all.
And a happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Ken.
And a happy St. Patrick's Day to all from General Electric Light Bulbs and Fells and Company. Well, I suppose you'll be singing Did Your Mother Come From Ireland almost immediately, won't you, Bing?
That I will. I sang it on Monday in Begorra. I'm going to sing it again today.
Well, Turalura.
I'm going to close with that one.
What else?
Boy, I'd like to be in New York.
Oh, that town really jumps on St. Paddy's Day.
Hooray for the Irish.
What a parade they got going there.
Oh, man. I imagine you'd like to be there celebrating with Pat Harrington, Bert Wheeler, Jackie Gleason, Toots Shore.
Oh, Toots must be a case by now.
I'll bet Third Avenue is a shambles.
This is the day for it. Now for the Irish and for everybody listening, here's Did Your Mother Come From Ireland. Buddy, if you please me, lad.
Mother, come from Ireland, 'cause there's something in you Irish. Won't you tell me where you get those Irish eyes? And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the Blarney? 'Cause that little touch of brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing, I can almost see you dancing while the Kerry pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, I want to say...
Wait, Ken. I'm not sure you're ready to go on the air now, are you?
What's the matter?
Oh, I keep forgetting this is radio, not television.
Gee, don't I look all right?
Well, after all, Ken, there is a lady present, and you do need to shave.
Oh, drat, I'm sorry. That darn shaving light in the bathroom doesn't give enough light. The fixture will only take a 60-watt bulb.
Talk about the shoemaker's children always going barefoot. What's the matter with this new General Electric bulb you've been telling us about? The new small-size 100-watt bulb that fits where hundreds wouldn't go before. That's good for bathrooms, too, isn't it?
Golly, I never... Why, of course. Gee, Rosemary, you're right. And ladies, if your husband has a 5 o'clock shadow all day long, maybe he doesn't need to change his brand of razor blades. Maybe he's using the wrong light bulb. If his shaving mirror light won't take ordinary 100 watters, get him some new, smaller, brighter GE 100-watt bulbs. They're no bigger than a 60-watt and give more than twice the light for only 100 watts of electricity. Available in beautiful soft white and in regular frosted finish. Yes, no other household
Hello?
Bulb ever gave so much light in so little space
Mr.
as...
Yes, Crosby.
Paul? Well, what do you know? Ken?
Get a four-pack of these... Bing, what is it?
General Electric's on the phone. They say we've got to quit selling that new 100-watt bulb so hard. The factory can't keep up.
Well, what'll I tell them?
Well, tell them to hurry up and buy some while they last. And if the stores run out, well, tell them to ask them to be patient. Help is on its way. Will you sing now, Rosie? Hmm?
As a matter of fact, I have a new tune I'd like to do.
Oh, a new tune? Got a new thought?
No, very old thought, Bing.
What's the title?
I Love You.
Well, that's an old thought for a new thought. It happens every second, I guess.
Happens every split second.
And you can split that, too, if you want. I Love You is the big thought throughout the ages, I suppose. Well, let's have it, Rosemary.
I need you, oh, how
I never knew unhappiness or that a heart could ache. But now that I've known happiness, I fear my heart will break. I love you. Oh, how I love you. My every thought is you. I love you.
March 17th, may I suggest a St. Patrick's Day menu?
Well, gee, I thought I broadcast one the other day.
Oh, this is a different one.
What do you suggest?
Well, my menu includes Irish potato salad, Irish potato soup, boiled Irish potatoes, corned beef, green Irish potato noodles, and Irish potato pie for dessert.
That's pretty good. How about finishing with Irish coffee with a potato dumpling afloat?
Or a matzo ball.
Oh, no.
Matzo ball.
After all this potato talk, maybe we can induce Buddy Cole and the boys to play Idaho.
Oh, they'll oblige, I'm sure. Pass potatoes, would you, Buddy?
Comes time now, I believe, when we get together to pour out our hearts in song.
Golly, do you think we should go that far?
I suppose. Why not? I think we should really try to achieve something dramatic.
Gee, what's come over you?
Well, tell her the truth, Rosemary. I have a hot tip. The Metropolitan Opera Company is looking for new singers.
They're not looking for us.
Oh, you can't tell. We might just capture some talent scout's imagination. He may catch us, phone us, have us fly to New York to audition for Herman Bing.
I think you're dreaming.
Ooh, I can see it all now, the big New York headlines. Bing discovers Bing.
Or Bing signs Bing.
Yes, that's what could happen.
Or Bing throws Bing out of his office. And Rosemary Clooney is right behind him.
Clinging yes, to his coattails. Don't worry, kid, we'll make the big time yet. We'll be singing right there at the Met. I don't know whether it'll be La Boheme, Rigoletto, or Figaro, 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 Figaro.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just can't go along with that thinking, Enrico.
No, I'm a baritone.
Oh.
But you're positive. You're thinking negatively today, Rosie. I don't like that in you.
Well, at least I'm positive about being negative.
Oh, you take that attitude all the time. I deplore it. If the Metropolitan Opera's in trouble over singers, why shouldn't they try us out?
Well, they're not in that much trouble, Bing.
Well, if you're content to wallow in the mire of mediocrity here and stay in a rut out in Hollywood, well, I've done what I can. It's all right with me.
It's a nice living.
Yes, I suppose. Line of least resistance, I guess. Well, let's get on with the song.
Well, take it easy. Don't get carried away.
No, no.
We're not auditioning for anything.
Okay, I'll just lay back. I'll just kind of touch it tenderly.
Yeah,
just breathe on it a little. I'll watch it.
To take a walk.
Do you think it's gonna rain?
How about a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that.
Have you heard the latest song?
A little high, isn't it?
A little bit.
But it's a very pretty strain.
You feel a little thrilly. Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that.
Why, when you're strolling through the where's this, you need a who's this to lean upon.
But when you have no who's this to hug and what's this, gosh darn.
Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Get a little black upstairs.
Would you like to take a ride, dear?
Sitting by your side, dear.
Something good'll come from that.
Oh, what a delightful day this is, huh, Bing?
Oh, it sure is, Rosie. All of us Irish are in clover for sure today.
And speaking of clover, it reminds me how lucky we girls are to have a dishwashing detergent like Gentle Fells.
Oh, what a smooth way to get into a subject.
Smooth is right, Bing. Suppose we didn't have Gentle Fells. Do you know how many times a day a woman's hands dip into dishwater? Do you know what that does to hands?
Keeps them clean?
Keeps them red and raw and cracked and sore. But not hands that use Gentle Fells.
Now, Rosemary, let's not get stirred up here.
Gentle Fells protects hands with lanolin D. In fact, it's the only dishwashing detergent that does contain lanolin D.
Really? You going to stand there and tell me that Gentle Fells is the only one that has it?
Right. And lanolin D is the very essence of skin beauty. When you wash dishes with Gentle Fells, clear golden liquid, you're assured your hands will stay soft and lovely.
Gentle Fells. It's all the name implies. Gentle.
And Gentle Fells is as good for your dishes as it is for your hands. With Gentle Fells, glasses and dishes wash sparkling clean, never spotty or streaked. On your next trip to the store, remember, Gentle Fells, F-E-L-S, Fells.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products.
Gentle Fells for dishes.
Instant Fells naphtha for the laundry.
Rosie, you're not going to let St. Patrick's Day go by without slipping in a little something Irish, too, are you?
I should say I'm not, Ken. As a matter of fact, I'm already with Danny Boy, and thanks for the request.
Oh, I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you. Just got an official request for an Irish song, buddy. Danny Boy's the one we're up on, isn't it?
Oh, Danny Boy. The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go, and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. Danny boy, oh Danny boy, I love you so.
Many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-lie, tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, ah, hush, now don't you cry. Ra-loo-ra, to-ra-loo-ra-lie, to-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra. That's an Irish
goodbye for today. Remember, we'll be right back here tomorrow.
Try to give us a listen, will you?
Certainly been nice being with you, and we'll see you tomorrow then.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie.